على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، الآن أحب أن أقول بإيجاز ما هي الدعوة السلفية وما هي عناصرها التي تعتمد عليها. إن الدعوة السلفية قيل لها سلفية لأنها تأخذ بمنهج السلف الذين قال عنهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث الافتراق حين ذكر افتراق الأمم، وذكر أن هذه الأمة تفترق على 73 فرقة كلها في النار إلا واحدة. قالوا من هي يا رسول الله؟ قال هم الذين على مثل ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي. وفي رواية قال هم الجماعة. وعلى هذا فإن السلفية مأخوذة من السلف أي المتقدمين في الخير، وهم الصحابة رضوان الله عليهم ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، سيد الشيخ العلامة أحمد بن يحيى النجمي حفظه الله تعالى started by praising Allah سبحانه وتعالى as he deserves to be praised. Then he sent the blessings and peace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the most noble of messengers and prophets, our Prophet Muhammad, and upon all of his family and his followers. He said to proceed. He said, I would like to speak about briefly and in summary what is a da'wa as-salafiyya, and what are the elements of which a salafiyya relies upon. He said, indeed, a da'wa as-salafiyya is called salafiyya because it takes the methodology of the salaf, those who the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said concerning them in the hadith of which he spoke about the splitting of the nations of the past. And he mentioned that this ummah was split into 73 sects, all of them in the hellfire except one. And the companions asked, who are they, O Messenger of Allah? He replied, those who are upon that which me and my companions are upon today. And in one narration he said, they are the jama'ah. So based upon this, salafiyya is taken from the salaf, and they are those who preceded us in goodness, and they are the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah be pleased with them, and those who follow them in goodness to the Day of Judgment.
هؤلاء هم السلف. والنسبة للسلفية نسبة إليه. إذن فإذا قلنا منهج السلف فإن الواجب على كل مسلم، على كل طالب علم، بل على كل مسلم أن يكون منهجه سلفيا، لأن معنى ذلك الأخذ بكتاب الله وبسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الأخذ بكتاب الله امتدادا لأوامر الله في كتابه، حيث يقول ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم ولا تتبعوا من دونه أولياء قليلا ما تذكرون. وكذلك آيات أخرى. واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. ومثل قوله سبحانه وتعالى: وأنيبوا إلى ربكم وأسلموا له من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب ثم لا تنصرون، إلى غير ذلك من الآيات. استجيبوا لربكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا مرد له من الله، ما لكم من ملجأ يومئذ وما لكم من نكير.
سيد الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى ونسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يدفع عنه كل سوء ومكروه. He proceeded by saying, so those are the Salaf. And this ascription to Salafiyya is ascribing oneself to them. So therefore, if we said the methodology of the Salaf, for verily that which is obligatory upon each Muslim and each student of knowledge, rather upon every Muslim, that their methodology be Salafi. Because the meaning of this is accepting and implementing the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So accepting and implementing the Book of Allah by submitting to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in His Book, where He said, follow that which has been sent down to you from your Lord, and follow not protectors, awliya, besides Him. Little do you remember. And other than this from the ayat, from them the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hold on to the rope of Allah and do not be divided. And the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and turn in repentance and obedience to your Lord, and submit to Him before the torment comes to you, and you will not be helped. And the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, answer the call of your Lord before there comes from Allah a day which cannot be averted. You will not have any refuge on that day, nor will there be for you any denying.
والأخذ بسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، لأن الله عز وجل أوجب علينا ذلك أن نتبع رسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. فكما نشهد لله بالوحدانية، بوحدانية الألوهية، في قولنا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، فكذلك نشهد لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بوحدانية الرسالة والاتباع. فلا يجوز أن نتبع أحدا غيره صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. ما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه، وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. ويقول جل وعلا: وما كان لمؤمن ولا مؤمنة إذا قضى الله ورسوله أمرا أن يكون لهم الخيرة من أمرهم. إذا قضى الله ورسوله أمرا لا يجوز لأحد أن يختار عندما يأتيك أمر الله ورسوله، لأن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يأمر إلا بما أمر الله سبحانه وتعالى.
So then the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala went on to say, and accepting and taking the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this obligatory upon us, that we follow His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as we testify to the oneness of Allah, the oneness of Allah in His worship, in our saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, that nothing has the right to be worshipped except Allah, then likewise we testify to the oneness of the message of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we single him out in following him alone. And it is not allowed to follow anyone other than the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and that which the Messenger has given you, then take it, and that which he has forbidden you from, then abstain from it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and it's not for any believing man or any believing woman. Once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger have decided a matter, that they have any choice in this affair. So the Shaykh proceeded, Habibullah ta'ala. So if Allah and His Messenger have decided a matter, it is not allowed for anyone to choose. When the command of Allah and His Messenger comes to him, or when it is known, because the Messenger of Allah does not command except that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands.
الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول فما أرسلناك عليهم حفيظا إلى غير ذلك يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم واعلموا أن الله يحول بين المرء وقلبه وأنه إليه تحشرون واتقوا فتنة لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب فالاتباع لله ولرسوله فرض علينا معشر بني آدم إذا تجاذبك أمران أمر من الله وأمر من المخلوقين سواء كان هذا المخلوق هي عصابة أو حزب أو أي شيء يكون أو عقيدة يعني عقيدة منحرفة كعقيدة التصوف مثلا أو عقيدة الجهمية الذين يعطلون أسماء الله أسماء الله وصفاته مثلا أو عقيدة المعتزلة الذين يقولون أن القرآن مخلوق والذين يقولون أن العبد هو الذي يخلق أفعاله وأنهم يقولون أن الله لا يرى في الآخرة أو عقيدة الرافضة الذين يسبون أبا بكر وعمر ويسبون سائر الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أو أي عقيدة تكون من العقائد المنحرفة كالإخوانية والتبريغية وغيرها من الدعوات التي جعلت في حزبها وفي منهجها حقا وباطل.
And then the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى went on to say and mentioned the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Allah said, O you who believe, obey Allah and obey His Messenger. Then he mentioned, of which we heard the end of the ayah, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whoever has obeyed the messenger, then indeed he has obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he who turns away, then we have not sent you, O Muhammad, as a watcher over him. And he mentioned the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O you who believe, answer Allah and His messenger, when He calls you to that which will bring you life. And know that Allah comes between a person and his heart. And verily to Him you will return. And fear a trial which affects not in particular only those who do wrong. And know that Allah is severe in punishment. So the Shaykh, he continued by saying, so following the commands of Allah and the commands of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam is obligatory upon us, O children of Adam. And if we find two commands opposing one another, a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a command from the creation, whether it be a group, or whether it be a party, or a gang, or a deviated belief, like the aqeedah, the creed of the Sufiyya, or the creed of the Jahmiya who deny the names and attributes of Allah, or the Mu'tazila who say the Qur'an is created, and those who say that the slave creates his own actions, and those who say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not seen in the hereafter, or the creed of the Rawafid who curse Abu Bakr and Umar and they curse the rest of the companions, or any other deviated belief like Ikhwaniya, the belief of Al-Ikhwan al-Muslimun, or the belief of Tablighiyya, the belief of Jama'at al-Tabligh, and other than them from the various calls who have mixed in their call both falsehood and truth inside of their groups.
فالحق نحن سنأخذ به من غير الإخوان، لكن المشكلة أنهم خلطوا الحق بالباطل والعياذ بالله، سكتوا عن الشرك بالله، تعبدوا بالبدع، التبليغيين كذلك، السرورية كذلك عندها أخطاء، القطبية كذلك عندها أخطاء، كل هذه الفرق يجب أن نبتعد عنها، كل هذه الفرق يجب أن نبتعد عنها وأن نتبع كتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وربما قال قائل كيف نتبع كتاب الله وكل قوم يفسرون القرآن على أهوائهم ويقولون أن تفسير القرآن هو الذي فسروه به؟ والجواب تفسير القرآن لا بد أن نأخذه من السنة، ولا بد أن نأخذه من تفسير الصحابة ومن تفسير التابعين الذين أخذوا عن الصحابة، هذا التفسير هو الذي يجب أن نأخذ به. أما تفسير خلافه فهذا لا يجوز الأخذ به أبدا.
Then the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى proceeded by saying, and that's for the truth, then we accept it from other than the Ikhwan, الإخوان المسلمون. But the problem is that these people, they have mixed truth with falsehood. They remain silent concerning shirk, associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they worship with innovation bid'ah, and likewise at-tabliriyya, the group jama'at at-tablir, and likewise as-sururiyya, likewise they have mistakes with them. And the same goes for the qutubiyya, they have mistakes with them. All of these sects, it is obligatory upon us to distance ourselves from them. All of these sects, it is obligatory upon us to distance ourselves from them. And that we follow the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But someone might say, how do we follow the book of Allah? And every person explains the Qur'an based upon their desires, and they claim that they have explained the Qur'an with the correct explanation. Al-jawab, the answer. The tafsir of the Qur'an has to be taken from the sunnah. And likewise, the explanation of the companions, and the explanation of at-tabi'un, those who came after them, who took the explanation from the companions, this is the tafsir which it is obligatory upon us to implement and to accept it. As for explaining the Qur'an in opposition to that, then this is not allowed and it is never to be accepted.
ثم كذلك طاعة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فلا يجوز أن نأخذ ببدعة، وكل بدعة نرفضها. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عندما صلى يوما صلاة الفجر ثم وعظ أصحابه موعظة وجلت منها القلوب وذرفت منها العيون، فقالوا كأنها موعظة مودع فأوصنا، قال أوصيكم بتقوى الله والسمع والطاعة، وإن تأمر عليكم عبد حبشي فاسمعوا له وأطيعوا، وعليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين عضوا عليها بالنواجذ، وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وفي رواية وكل ضلالة في النار. فيا عباد الله، الله خاطبنا باتباع كتابه، والله خاطبنا باتباع سنة رسوله. وإذا كان الواحد من طلاب العلم، فإذا وجد أحدا يدعوه إلى حزبية أو إلى صوفية أو إلى رفض أو إلى أي منهج من المناهج المحرمة المبتدعة، فليقل له ما هو دليلك على هذه المسألة من كتاب الله ومن سنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وهكذا وهكذا يطلب منه الدليل. إنهم لا علم عندهم، وإنما يقلدون الرجال، والله سبحانه وتعالى حرم علينا أن نقلد الرجال إلا أن يكون هؤلاء الرجال من علماء الحق ومن علماء السنة، فنحن نتبعهم لا تقليدا ولكن لأنهم أخذوا بما يصدقه كتاب الله وما يصدق وما تصدقه سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And then the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he proceeded to speak concerning obeying the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said it is not allowed to practice any type of innovation. He said every innovation we rejected. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when praying one day Salat al-Fajr, he then admonished his companion saying, and it was said in the hadith, the Messenger of Allah gave us a sermon by which our hearts were filled with fear and tears came to our eyes. We said, O Messenger of Allah, it is as though this is a farewell sermon. So give us advice. He said, I advise you to fear Allah and give absolute obedience even if a slave becomes your leader, to obey him. Verily, he who lives long amongst you will see great differing. So you should stick to my sunnah and to the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa. Cling to them stubbornly and beware of newly invented matters. For every invented matter is an innovation, and every innovation is going astray, and in one narration, and every going astray is in the hellfire. And the Shaykh said, Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he said, O slaves of Allah, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has addressed you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to follow his book, and the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if one of the students of knowledge finds a person calling him to partisanship Hizbiyya, or Sufiyya, or Raft, meaning the belief of the Rawafil, or any other misguided methodology of innovation, then you should ask him, what is your proof for this, meaning that which you are calling to, from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it should always be like this. Ask him for the delil, and you will find that they have no knowledge with them. Rather they blind follow men. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the blind following of men haram, unless it is a man who is a scholar of the truth and a scholar of the sunnah. Then we follow them, but not blindly, but rather due to them taking that which is affirmed by the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of the prophets.
فَيَا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ هَذِهِ الثَّلَاثَ الْأُمُورِ يَجِبُ عَلَيْنَا أَن نَعْمَلَ بِهَا وَلَا نَتَجَاوَزَهَا كتاب الله هذا الأول. ثانيا سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هي المبشرة للكتاب. فالله سبحانه وتعالى يقول لنبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنزلنا إليك الذكر لتبين للناس ما نزل إليك. ثالثا عمل السلف الصالح. علينا أن نقرأ ما كان عليه السلف الصالح في كتب التواريخ، في الكتب التي عنيت بأقوالهم وفكرهم وعقيدتهم وأعمالهم. عند ذلك نقرأ هذه الكتب ونلخص منها. عليك يا طالب العلم أن تتقي الله عز وجل في نفسك، وأن تتبع السلف الصالح، تتبع منهج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الذي كان عليه هو وأصحابه من أجل النجاة، من أجل نجاته، من أجل عافيته من النار، من أجل حوزك برضاء الله سبحانه وتعالى وبلوغك إلى الجنة التي من دخلها يحيا فلا يموت، يصح فلا يكثر، يشب فلا يهرم، لا تبلى ثيابهم ولا يفنى شبابهم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد، واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون. لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة، أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون.
So then the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala proceeded by saying, O slaves of Allah, these three issues, it is obligatory upon us to act upon them and to not go beyond them. Firstly, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the sunnah explains the Qur'an. And then he read the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Allah said, and we have sent down to you, O Muhammad, this reminder and the advice, the Quran, that you may explain clearly to men that which is being sent down to them, and so that they may give it thought. And he said, thirdly, the actions of the Salaf al-Salih, the rightly guided predecessors, upon us is to read that which the Salaf were upon from the books of history, and those books which are concerned with their sayings and their creed and their understanding and their actions. So we read those books and we summarize from them. So it's upon you, O student of knowledge, that you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that you follow the methodology of the rightly guided predecessors, and that you follow the methodology of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that which he and his companions were upon, for safety, for the sake of your safety, for the sake of your well-being and security from the hellfire, for the sake of you earning the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for the sake of you reaching Al-Jannah, paradise, of which when one enters he will not die, and he will be healthy and he will not fall sick, and he will be youthful and he will not age, and his garments will not decay, and he will not lose his youth. And then the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he mentioned and read the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the translation being, O you who believe, fear Allah and keep your duty to Him, and let every person look to what he has sent forth for tomorrow, and fear Allah, verily Allah is all aware of what you do, and do not be like those who have forgotten about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah caused them to forget their own selves. Those are the fasiqoon, the rebellious ones. Not equal are the dwellers of the fire and the dwellers of the paradise. It is the dwellers of the paradise that will be successful.
وصية ملخصة وصية ملخصة قلتها لكم فاحفظوها يا إخوة احفظوها وعوها إن أردتم النجاة فالنجاة باتباع ما أنزل الله على رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم من كتاب وسنة النجاة في ذلك وما سوى ذلك هلك. أخبركم بقصة. جاء ابن سليم إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد أن انتهى من مقابلتهم وأسلموا عند ذلك قال أبو بكر أمر عليهم فلانا وقال عمر بن الخطاب أمر عليهم فلانا فقال أبو بكر لعمر ما أردت إلا خلافي وقال عمر ما أردت خلافك وعند ذلك تنازعا حتى ارتفعت أصواتهما عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأنزل الله على رسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله وفي القراءة الأخرى لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله والقراءتان صحيحتان لا تتقدموا بأنفسكم ولا تقدموا غيركم.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى proceeded by saying, this is an admonition I mentioned to you in summary. It is summarized. I said it to you, so memorize it. Memorize it and preserve it. If you want safety, then safety is to follow that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to His Messenger from the Quran and Sunnah. And safety lies in them. And anything other than them is destruction. I will mention to you a story concerning the delegation of Banu Tamim. When they came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and after they had finished from their meeting with the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam and accepted the deen of Islam, Abu Bakr said, appoint Fulan, this person, over them. And Umar said, appoint this person over them. person over them. And Umar said, appoint this person over them. And Abu Bakr said, you did not want except to oppose me. And Umar said, I did not want to oppose you. So they disputed concerning this. And their voices were raised. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed upon his messenger, O you who believe, O you who believe, do not put yourselves forward before Allah and his messenger and fear Allah. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all hearing and all knowing. And the Shaykh said there are two recitations for this ayah, and both of them are correct. Either you can use the word لا تقدموا ولا تقدموا. He said, so the meaning would be, don't you put yourself forward before Allah and his messenger, or do not give precedence to anyone else before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
نتأدب مع كتاب الله ونحن نتأدب مع سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فإذا جاء الأمر من الله عز وجل قبلنا, وإذا جاء الأمر من الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قبلنا. ولا يجوز أن نتخذ الأعذار ولا نقول أن فلانا هو أعلم منا ونحن نتبعه لأنه أعلم منا. هذا الحبر لا ينجيك عند ربك سبحانه وتعالى, لا والله ما ينجيك عند الله, وأنت ستقف بين يديه وعيدا فريدا, لا ينفعك فلان ولا فلان. والله سبحانه وتعالى قد أخبرنا عن ذلك الرجل الذي بدأ أسلم وأتاه صاحبه وقال له وجهي على وجهك حرام حتى تأتي إلى محمد فتخنقه بثوبه وتبسطه بين عينيه وتضع على قدمه, فإلا أنا ما عندي فعلة. هذا من؟ أبي بن خلف يقول لعقبة بن أبي معاذ. فذهب إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وخنقه بثوبه وبصق في وجهه ووضع على قدمه فعوقب وكان عاقبته إلى النار. فكان من الأسرى في غزوة بدر. فلما كان في نصف الطريق أمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم علي بن أبي طالب أن يضرب عنقه, فقال يا محمد من للصبية؟ قال لهم النار. ثم قال لأصحابه, انتبه إلى أصحابه, قال إن هذا أتاني يوما وأنا أصلي في المسجد ووضع قدمه على رأسي حتى كادت عيني أن تنذره. فأمر علي بن أبي طالب فضرب عنقه, وأمر الزبير فضرب عنق النضر بن الحارث, فمكن الله منه.
So then the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala went on to say, so we have the correct manners when dealing with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran. We have the correct manners when dealing with the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if a command comes from Allah, we accept it. If a command comes from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we accept it. And it is not allowed for anyone to make excuses. We do not say Fulan, this person is more knowledgeable than us, so therefore we follow him due to him having more knowledge. He said these excuses will not save you before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you will be brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, no wallahi, no by Allah, it will not save you. And the Shaykh said, and you will be brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a unique threat. So this person Fulan and that person Fulan will not be able to aid you. Then the Shaykh, he proceeded by saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us of that man started to incline towards the religion of Islam. And his companion said to him, I will not look at you until you go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and choke him by his garment and spit between his eyes and step on his feet, unless I will not be your companion, meaning if you do not do this. Who is this? The Shaykh asked. this is Ubay ibn Khalaf, who said it to Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayb. So he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and strangled him by his garment, his thobe, and spat in his face, stepped on his feet. So he was punished, and his end result was to the fire. And he was from the captives in the battle of Al-Badr. So when they were in the middle of their journey, the Prophet commanded Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu to cut off their heads. So he said, "What will happen to my children?" The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam responded, "For them is the fire." Then he said to his companions, so he turned to his companions alayhi salatu wasalam and said, "Verily this man, he came to me one day and I was praying in the masjid. And he placed his foot on my head until my eyes nearly came out." So he commanded Ali ibn Abi Talib to cut off his head. And he commanded Zubayr, so he cut the head of Nadr ibn al-Harith. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam victory and ability over them.
Ya Abdullah, in anta asayta Allah wa rasulah, min ajli an tattabi'a fulan, li'anna laka 'indahu maslah. أو لأنك قد تورطت في هذا الحزب وتخاف أن يفوت يعني عدولك عنهم يفوت مصالحك مترتبة على حزبهم وأنهم إن ضفروا وانتصروا فستحصل معهم رئاسة أو ستحصل معهم وزارة أو ستحصل معهم إمارة أو ستحصل معهم مال أو ما أشبه ذلك من الأمور فاتب الله في نفسك واعلم ان الله سبحانه وتعالى بالمرصاد لكل عبد يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا الى اخر الايات هذه وصيتي اليكم يا اخوه إذا تنازعك أمران أمر من الله ورسوله وأمر من الرئيس فلان أو من الوزير فلان أو من الأمين فلان أو من الشيخ الفلاني شيخ الجمل ولا العريفة ولا ما أشبه ذلك أو من رئيس الحزب أو ما أشبه ذلك إذا تعاورك أمران أمر من الله ورسوله وأمر من هذا فأنت حينئذ مبتلى أنت حينئذ أمام البلوى والاختبار فإن أطعت الله ورفضت كل من سواه فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى سيجعل لك مخرجا من الناس جميعا إن العبد إذا وحد الله وتوكل عليه وآمن به وعرف على رضاه فإنه لو كاده أهل السماوات والأرض لا يقدرون عليه إلا بشيء ذل كتبه الله.
And then the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى went on to say, so you, O slave of Allah, Abdullah, if you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, due to you following this person, because you find some benefit with him, or because you have become deeply and firmly established in a group or a party, and you fear that if you turn away from them, that the benefits as a result to this will be lost from this party or group, or that they will aid you and assist you, so you will obtain some type of leadership, or some type of ministry, or some type of rulership, or some type of wealth, or that which resembles this. So fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, is ever watchful over the slave. And then the Shaykh hafidhahu Allah ta'ala, he mentioned the ayah, the translation being, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who believe, fear Allah as he deserves to be feared, and do not die except that you are in a state of al-Islam, being Muslim. Hold on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together and do not be divided. And the Shaykh said, other than this, from the various ayat, he said, this is my advice to my brothers. He says, my advice to you, O my brothers, if two matters oppose one another, a command from Allah and a command from a leader or a ruler or a minister or a sheikh of this place or a sheikh of that place. He said, a command from Allah and a command from the creation, then know that you are being trialed. You are being faced with a calamity and you are being tested. If you obey Allah and refuse every other command except the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for verily Allah will provide for your way out from all of mankind. For surely the slave, if he was to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and rely upon him and believe in him and seek to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then even if those who are in the sky and in the earth from the creation were to plot against him, nothing would befall him except that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already prescribed and written.
فَيَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ أُوصِيكَ وَنَفْسِي بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهِ إِنِّي حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ وَاللَّهِ إِنِّي نَاصِحٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهِ إِنِّي نَاصِحٌ لَكُمْ وَرَبِّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين وإلى الأسئلة.
Then the Shaykh, he finished by saying, O slave of Allah, I advise you and myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For by Allah, I only desire good for you. And by Allah, I am an advisor to you. And by Allah, I am an advisor to you. And I swear by the Lord of the Kaaba. So the Shaykh Hafidhahullah ta'ala, Shaykh al-Allama, Ahmed ibn Yahya al-Najmi, he finished his summarized speech concerning what is a Salafiyya at this point. And insha'Allah ta'ala, we hope that this tape will be beneficial, especially for those people who are new or those people who are seeking to learn about what is a Salafiyya. And for one who wants to read the biography of our Shaykh Ahmed ibn Yahya al-Najmi, then insha'Allah ta'ala, let him refer back to Fatwa Online on the internet, because it is mentioned there. Wassalamu alaikum.